Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in on this Thursday afternoon short show. But we got a lot to talk about. I mean, the NBA news is buzzing with all of the betting scandal that's kind of overtaken really sports today.
And stories are coming out even more and more. Yeah. Like every 10 minutes, somebody's got a new assertion that something else was happening.
No doubt. But we'll first be joined by Stacey Terry Hudson, women's Aztec basketball coach, as they get ready to kick off their season coming up here shortly. I believe the media day was yesterday, correct?
Or
was
it today? No, going right on into today. I know I saw Dutcher on earlier on the live stream, and saw Miles Bird, I believe it was, and Reese Dixon Waters. And you know, look, the Aztecs men got four players honored prior to the season in terms of preseason recognition. And they were the unanimous pick to win the conference. So, you know, I don't think Brian Dutcher is never going to run away from, you know, having a target on his back. And, you know, Stacey's women's team, which won it last year when the men did not, they're picked second this year by the media. And so she's building something really good over there and going to spend a little time with us. But, here in a minute. This whole gambling thing's going to be interesting. We'll talk a little bit about it. But, you know, it caught everybody's attention when the name Chauncey Billups was coupled with the word gambling and then the word arrested. You put those three, Billups, gambling, arrested. Thank you there, Scrabe. But that's going to get everybody's attention. The problem is, although Billups was arrested, he was not part of the betting on NBA games gambling side of this. So, you know, he's kind of being thrown under the bus with a bunch of bets. Not that he potentially didn't do something wrong, but he was not involved in, you know, whatever the NBA betting is alleged.
Here's a piece of the Billups portion of the story. Billups, who was arrested in Oregon, is charged in a separate indictment alleging a wide-ranging scheme to rig underground poker games that were backed by mafia families. Authorities said the defendants are accused of using technology to steal millions from victims in the New York area, said the attorney. Billups was not named in sports betting indictment, the description of a co-conspirator who allegedly told Better that a number of Trailblazer players would miss a March 2023 game had a playing and coaching career that matches Billups. So he's not out of he's not in the clear yet in terms of the basketball portion of this. And it sounds, as you said, it seems like more information is coming out
more and more as the day goes along.
Yeah, I mean, I see a headline with LeBron James' name in it today now. Not his fault, but people are saying they were given injury news about LeBron and his availability. And, you know, we got a lot of different ways. We've been talking about this gambling thing for a long time. And
we've been anticipating a day like this. We didn't know what league it was going to be in.
Yeah.
But we have been anticipating it.
Yeah. And I think the response from Adam Silver, at least the one so far, is rather telling, and we'll get into that. But another thing that he and the league are going to have to address is how in the world Rozier, the player from the Miami Heat, who was arrested for being involved in a gambling thing about on NBA games, so specifically on his own over-under point totals and rebounds, how he was investigated by the NBA and completely cleared of doing anything wrong. How did that happen to the same guy that, 6 months later is arrested? So that's another thing the NBA is going to have to discuss.
Yeah, he was cleared of any wrongdoing in terms of the NBA's rules. And so we're going
to... Okay, yeah, right. But doesn't that sound like, just make it sound like they thought it was okay what he was doing? They just didn't think he did anything?
The obvious thing I would say is that they think he didn't do anything. I don't think they could possibly, in no world does the NBA think it was okay to...
Yes, we got to hope that was the case.
It's the end of all sports if they think that's okay. Really, honestly.
No, that's
so,
not.
I would assume that they thought he didn't have any wrongdoing, but the feds, FBI, say otherwise.
Yeah, well, we're going to get into that, much deeper into that, and we have a Game 1 starter for the Blue Jays announced in the World Series, but why don't you bring our esteemed guest on, Tony.
Coach Stacy Terry Hudson joins us here on Gwen and Chris. Stacy, how are you? How is the media day going so far?
I am fantastic, even better than I'm talking to you two. Media day is going great. We're right in the middle of it and just enjoying talking about San Diego State and the Mountain West Conference.
Coach, last time we all caught up with you, you were winning one of the most thrilling basketball games a lot of us have ever seen, a triple overtime championship win over Wyoming, and going on into the NCAA tournament, finishing off a 25-win season. And now here we go, brand new season just about upon us. Where have you and this program been since we last saw you and that triple overtime win?
You know, it's funny, Chris, that you mentioned that. We got off the plane, and I'm with Naomi Panganiban and Nat Martinez, and I feel like we were just here. It seems like it was just the other day, but also a long time ago, so I had mixed emotions coming back to Vegas. But you talked about new year, and this is definitely going to be a new team. So we have a lot of new faces and some young talent returning. So it's been exciting to see, you know, who we are going to be. We're going to be a lot different from last year. However, we're still going to be talented and the standard has been set. So, you know, it was fun this season with my staff just trying to reimagine what we could do differently, where we could be better, improvements we can make, different styles of play. So it's been fun this year, and I'm looking forward to continuing to grow this team and preparing them for another championship run.
Stacey, you mentioned it, Panganiban, Martinez, both really young and contributed in a major way. And at this point, it seems like you have some experience now having a bunch of new faces come in as the portal becomes more and more familiar to everybody. How have you been able to use your past experience to kind of help, you know, mold these girls into the team that you want to see them at least start to be at the beginning of the season?
Right. You know, it's about fit. It's about fit, and we've recruited the right people. You know, there's a lot of opportunities to go out and get very talented young women, but we wanted to make sure not only were they talented, but they fit into who we were, who we are, and what we're trying to do. So we have the right people sitting on the right seats of the bus, and so that transition has been very smooth so far. You mentioned we are young, like our veteran players are our sophomore class that's returning. And with the addition of so many new faces, it might take us a while to figure this thing out. But I'm excited to go on this journey with this group of young women. They have been a joy to coach, and work ethic is unmatched. And you're going to see some improvements, I think, in how we play and you know, we've been scoring a lot of points. We scored the most points in 30 years last year, but that's not good enough for me. You know, I want to add another 5 or 10 points to that. So, you know, we've been shooting the ball at a high clip. We scrimmaged the other day and had 20 assists, which left me very optimistic about who we can be. So just trying to be consistent with our youth and our newcomers is going to be the goal this season.
Stacey Terry Hudson and her champion Aztecs begin this season in Anaheim, which I think is a really good opportunity for any of the Aztec women fans or any Aztec fans who'd like to go see them play. They're playing in Anaheim, and they're playing the number 3 ranked team in the nation, UCLA, in the very first game. I think that's really fun, and I know you're looking at that as an incredible challenge. We should also let people know the home opener will be on November the 8th, and on that day, the team will raise its championship banner at Viejas and celebrate last year's championship. But last year, you did win in large part because of 3 really good front court players. I mean, your Callie Clark had the game of her life in the championship. Your center, your 2 forwards, Kim Villalobos and Adriana Quezada, both all conference material. All 3 have moved on. So I know you've brought in players to replace them, but do you think that the focus of your team will be different now?
I think so. We ran a lot through our post players because they were such dynamic players and had been with me for so long. They were like my security blanket, you know?
Right.
And all 3 of those young women are going on to play professionally. Callie's in Greece. AD is rehabbing a knee, but will play for her national team. And then Kim is in Portugal living her best life. So really proud of what those young ladies are doing right now. But to answer your question, like we've replaced them, but there's still a question mark in that position. And I have quite a few young ladies that are eagerly awaiting to step into that role, and they've done a great job so far. But we're different, Chris. We're different. The young ladies that we brought in to help fill that gap are totally different players than the 3 you just mentioned. Offensively, have a different skill set. They can shoot the 3 from the post position. So we're going to spread the ball a little bit, spread the floor a little bit and play, you know, some 5 out, you know, looks. And again, we made 5 threes last year, which was, and shot a very high percentage, but 5 makes is just too low for my liking. So you're going to see us shoot the 3 a little more. Hopefully they'll go in a little more often. But it's going to be a fun, fast paced, share the ball type offense that you've come to be accustomed to with women's basketball.
Coach Stacey Terry Hudson joins us here on Gwen and Chris. She handles the women Aztecs on the hardwood. And Stacey, you know, this second pick, I mean, picked to finish second. This is the highest that this program has been picked.
I'm gonna put more pressure on her. I picked her first, and I picked her first last year, and I was right, so I stuck with it.
I mean, what does this say, Stacey, about the program? I mean, it seems like it's certainly moving in the direction that maybe you saw this going when you took over this program. And it seemed that in the last 3-4 years has really taken big steps to get to that point.
Well, I first want to say I'm so grateful for the community and for our athletic director to giving me the time to figure this thing out.
Yeah.
You know, I think we definitely got this thing moving in the right direction. You know, and you talked about what it feels like. It's a huge compliment for other people to recognize the hard work that these young ladies have put into continuing to grow our program. You know, we have done some amazing things in the past at San Diego State, so it's now up to us to continue that and carry that torch. And to the question of being second, I don't know if I like it. You know, we talked about it in practice the other day. We've been the underdogs. We've been hunting, you know, and now we're going to be the hunted. We're going to have a mark on our back. So we got to continue to keep that mentality as we are going to overachieve and push and make sure that we are not getting too full of ourselves, right?
Yeah.
We haven't done anything yet. This is a new team. And like I said, there's going to be some ups and downs. And the beauty of last year's team is we were still able to win when we didn't play our best. So we got to figure out how to continue to do that with this very young but talented team. But I'm hoping that we're playing our best basketball in March. And I want to talk about, too, you talked about UCLA. We have one heck of a non-conference. You know, we're playing K-State at K-State. We're going to play Penn State in the Bahamas. Santa Clara is going to be a tournament team. So we have a really, really challenging schedule outside of UCLA. But I want to prepare them for life after the Mountain West tournament. I want to go into whoever we hopefully will be paired against, you know, come that same time in March and have a better showing than we did at LSU. So we want to make sure that we are preparing ourselves for bigger and better things. And I think the only way to do that is to play the best.
Well, Coach, this is we're all excited. We're excited to see this year and how it unfolds. We appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us today.
Well, I have two courtside seats for you. I expect you to be at a couple games this year.
He was there last year. You guys lost, and he snuck out of the building. He didn't want to take
the
blame.
That's okay. give us another shot. But I'm so grateful for you two and always continuing to cover our program, and we're grateful for that. So thank you.
Well,
thanks,
I'll tell you what, Stacey, my girls enjoyed it. They talked about it a lot, so we'll definitely be there again this year.
I love it.
Stacey, take care. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Stacey Terry Hudson, women's basketball coach at San Diego State. They're in the midst of media day, and I think they're in line for a great season, Chris.
It should be. You mentioned Pagan Ebon. She's really become something here.
She went and played on the national team.
Played on the Philippine, and not just the junior national,
the national team,
which is really impressive. And she's becoming better and better. One player we didn't talk about in the recruiting or in the addition is Nala Williams, who went to your dad's high school, actually.
Long Beach Poly.
Yeah, but she was the Division II National Player of the Year.
Wow.
So she's got some credentials, and looking forward to watching her play, too. So
no doubt.
Should be fun.
All right, let's get to break. We can get into some of this NBA stuff on the other side. A lot to kind of dissect as the biggest story of the year so far.
Even in all of sports, Tony.
Yeah. That's,
could be.
Certainly in all of sports. That's what I'm talking about, at least.
Yeah.
We'll get into that on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, thanks to Stacey Terry Hudson, one of our faves on this show, Aztec women's basketball coach. All guests on 97.3 The Fan join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, they're helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. Since 2010, I advise Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, and was it Damon Jones, the other NBA player, former player, to visit David P. Shapiro, or David, yes, David P. Shapiro Law.
I would like to say this first for everybody keeping score at home. Tony is down 1-0 in the
I got ambushed. I'm just saying.
You were ambushed.
Because we totally have an interview in the first.
Yeah, an interview
segment.
Like, hi, welcome to the show, and
but
go
I'll
right into an interview.
L. I'll take my L. I'm down on one.
Look, you're making way too much out of this.
No, this is the best thing I've ever done.
I know it's good fun for you. Nobody else. Nobody else is
except for everybody else out there.
They're all keeping
you
tabs.
You two are the only two that are.
It was pretty clear that you aren't on board.
Yeah,
that I wasn't feeling it yesterday. By the way, my wife did find that Instagram post.
And, what did she say?
Well, if I didn't have to take her to the airport last night because she was going on a quick trip, she probably would have been madder at me. But she needed the ride.
She had to get to
the ride.
You
so
can
she
see
get
that
too,
post
too angry
on Instagram. Yeah, Instagram. I don't know why I forgot what it was called for a second. At Gwen and Chris, you can see that post also on YouTube. Gwen and Chris SD, which we will have another off-air video up for you by the end of the show today.
All right, good. We have a little bonus Gwen and Chris material that you can enjoy later on. Okay, let's get to this, Tony. Well, first of all, I did want to give the note. Savage, the rookie, is going to be the starter for Toronto Game 1, the World Series. They're going with the kid, Treya Savage, who began the season in single A. That's a reminder to any player out there in any sport.
Put the work in.
You just don't ever know how it's all going to turn out. Meanwhile, Bo Bichette, they still haven't decided whether or not to carry him on the roster. I was hoping he'd be back,
Tony. Let me tell you, this is a very tentative yes-type deal, right?
Yeah.
It feels like he's not healthy.
No, he's telling everybody he's okay, but he's just not.
There is no reason why you would hesitate other than not being sure that he's healthy, which I think complicates it way more. Like, if you're not getting the healthy Bo Bichette, how good is the Bo Bichette that whatever percentage
this isn't the Baltimore Ravens quarterback situation where a 1/10 of Lamar Jackson this Sunday against the Bears would be better than whatever else they're going to throw out there.
Right.
So, anyway, we'll keep an eye on all of that. There's some NFL notes. Chargers are on tonight against the Vikings, and we'll have that game on our station after our program. But, yes, the big one is this NBA inquiry into gambling. And the name Chauncey Billups, I think, you know, we're talking about a former NBA Finals MVP, right? Yeah. I mean, this is pretty – and he's a current coach in the league. It's one thing to have, you know, a backup guard like Terry Rozier involved in this, but to have an actual leader of a team and a former MVP named Chauncey Billups, that is really a black eye for the NBA. Now, again, we will repeat that Billups has not been arrested. He has been arrested. That's different than being charged.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind out there. This isn't like somebody's alleging something with you. This is like somebody says, we got so much on you that we're putting you in handcuffs and taking you in. And, you know, Billups has been arrested in Oregon where he coached last night for the Trailblazers. But he is apparently was involved in, as you said, Tony, kind of an underground illegal poker game. I don't even know what that looks like. Somebody would have to explain to me how that all works.
I've never been to one, but I certainly know they exist, right? Like, this is
so. What do you have? Yeah. Everybody at the table is just in cahoots?
Is the mark?
No,
not necessarily the mark.
No, they're not the mark.
No,
they are.
Well, in this case, they're
marker. They're a marker.
I saw Rounders. In Rounders, Matt Damon said, "If you're not the mark at the, if you don't know who the mark at the table is, it's probably you."
Right. There is a mark at the table, sure. But what Scraby is trying to say is someone is fronting this whole deal.
Yeah,
right?
The operation.
And so this is not the same as legal betting. This is at someone's estate, wherever they're playing
basement
poker.
Or whatever.
And
bringing people in.
it's at least that part is different from what Terry Rozier.
Yeah, now Rozier is actually being accused of. Yeah, Rozier, who is a backup player for the Heat, is flat out, you know, straight up accused of a game last year where a ton of money came in on him to go under his points plus rebounds plus assists.
Let me read this little
total.
Go ahead, Tony. Rozier, who was arrested Thursday morning at a hotel in Orlando, Florida, is accused of participating in an illegal sports betting scheme using insider NBA information. As part of the scheme, gamblers used non-public information to bet on at least seven NBA games between March 2023 and March 2024, involving the Hornets, Magic, Blazers, Lakers, Raptors, according to the indictment. In three of the seven games, players intentionally removed themselves from contests to benefit the gambler's bet, according to the indictment.
Right. So a bunch of guys bet on the under. That player, because it was so much bet in such a short time on the under that they flag that. They look at that. They're like, there's something strange about that. And then when the player they bet on to go under removes themselves from the game so that they will go under the totals, that's where this all starts and stems from.
Did you guys see there's
the defendants had access to private information known by NBA players or NBA coaches that would likely affect the outcome of the games or players' performances and provided that information to other co-conspirators in exchange for either a flat fee or a share of betting profits, according to the indictment. Now, according to an interesting character, otherwise known as, I believe, the FBI, Patel.
He is the director.
He's the director of the FBI.
Director said, let's not mince words. This is the insider trading saga for the NBA. That's what this is.
Yeah. I mean, they're calling him out. There's no question. And I mean, I don't want to throw LeBron in more than he needs to be, but the third player is Damon Jones.
Not a player, coach.
Coach now, yeah. But former player.
Former player.
Right? Played with the Cavaliers and was apparently, according to the indictment, no player is named here. But the indictment says Jones had a close relationship with, quote, a prominent NBA player during his time with the Cavaliers and the Lakers, and he had access to insider information through that relationship. Dave McMenamin, ESPN, says that player was LeBron.
Yeah.
Which could mean that.
And he got that from LeBron's people that were the ones that told him that.
Well, what I'm saying, Tony, I'm not trying to make too big of a stretch here. But if they're saying that Jones was getting inside information from LeBron and using that, that's could LeBron be somewhat dragged into this somehow?
He was on the staff. He was on. Okay. He wasn't on the actual.
Gotcha. So he was getting okay.
But he was getting information before the injury report.
It wasn't
came
like
out.
LeBron was calling him and going, "Hey,
no." He knew because he was at a lot of the workouts during that kind of during that time.
So I'm getting up on the gossip about this. People are thinking Gilbert Arenas said all of this because in July he was indicted on some of these things, and he said he's never going back to jail because he's going to snitch, and now all these people are getting in trouble.
Did you see him post his
informant lunch?
Yes, because now they're calling him the informant, so he's coming back. He used to be Agent Zero as a player. Now he's Agent Informant, I guess, or Informant Zero.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have to say this.
Go for it.
Ohtani, everyone, like, come on. Come on. It's just incredible to me that this stuff takes years to build a case, and Ohtani is cleared in 2 weeks. That's all I will say about it.
All right, good. That's good, then. That's all we'll say about it. Yeah.
His dog's name is Decoy.
You just said you weren't saying anymore.
He's laughing in our face.
You just said
his dog's name is Decoy.
You weren't
saying. What is the decoy? Ipe.
You weren't saying any more. When we come back, we will. The Big Five is early in the show today.
I had to move it to 3:40. I'm not ready.
Why did you have to move it?
Because I've been really busy today, and I didn't get my Big Five done.
Could this be a producer error?
No. Did I say it?
We got to start counting those. Yeah. All right. Well, look, that's okay because when we come back, a little bit more on this because I think you probably want to hear what Adam Silver has said in response to this stuff. And I think some of that's telling. So we'll get into some more of this. And Gwen and Chris keeps rolling.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
.37 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Edel, Matt Scraby. We have Thursday night football. Chargers and Minnesota.
Go Vikings. Go Vikings. Go.
Go Vikings. Go.
KOC. KOC. Did he call you since he's kind of in town? Did he check in with you since he's in Southern California?
He said he was busy.
But he did, he did.
You know how I know that?
He at least messaged you to let you know that.
No, that's how I know he was busy. He didn't text me back, so.
He didn't text you back.
Everybody out here thinks I'm serious. Please, I'm not serious.
No, you're not. I was trying to get a little more info on the, these gambling charges and situations. So I guess that's very silly. I went to NBA.com. There's nothing there.
Yeah, they're not ready.
No.
They're not ready. Let's go to the Damon Jones. I mean, Damon Jones.
Go to that part of it.
Was charged. This is the Athletics article. Was charged in both cases. The two indictments include 34 defendants with 13 men accused of being involved in organized crime. Jones is a former teammate of LeBron James with the Miami Heat, and James brought Jones to Cleveland in 2014, first as his personal shooting coach. Jones was later promoted to a full-time assistant coach with the Cavs and joined James in Los Angeles. Jones was not formally employed by the Lakers, but was around the team often and was allowed to fly to away games on the team plane. So this is how he
would know
the information.
You would know stuff.
The indictment said Jones was a teammate or coach of a prominent NBA player who is called Player 3. It is said that Jones used his relationship with that player and the team to gain information that he then sold to professional gamblers. Jones, according to prosecutors, found out on the morning of February 9th, 2023, that Player 3 would not play in the Lakers game. This is kind of how everybody kind of put together
that
who Player
LeBron.
3 was. Right.
Yeah.
Against the Bucks that night and told an unnamed co-conspirator to place a big bet on the Bucks because he was out. Player 3 had not been named on the team's injury report yet, but would miss the game. James did not play in that game. It was also reported that they had a quote from him, basically, in saying, place a big bet because LeBron's not going to be in. And I think he said something along the lines of, place enough so that Mr. Jones can eat, too, at the end of the day. So he was putting a little extra little hot sauce on there after he gave the information. A leaked source with knowledge of the situation told The Athletic that James was unaware that Jones shared information about his playing status. Jones also shared information on another top Laker player, the indictment said, ahead of game January 15, 2024, after he learned from a trainer that the player was hurt and his minutes or performance would be affected. Marvis Fairley, another defendant, bet $100,000 against the Lakers for this game, and the injury report simply said the player was probable. The Lakers, however, won the game. Ooh, and the player played.
Careful what inside information you get.
And the player played to form, and Fairley asked Jones to repay him $2,500.
Oh, see,
he was
that's...
paid for the information,
wow,
according to the indictment.
So Jones was trying to help him out. The guy lost his bet. Now he's sending Bo and Rocco after Jones.
I'm gonna need that $2,500 back. That was bad information.
Well, it's all very unsightly or seedy or whatever you want to say. You know, there's a couple of quick things because I talked about, you know, what has the NBA said? Not a lot. Okay, they haven't responded with much yet. But Adam Silver did, and I can't find the actual quote. I'm sorry. It was in, you know, I saw it earlier today, and now it's moved on me. But I can paraphrase most of it.
Let me tell you something. I saw it, too.
Okay, yeah.
And it is nowhere to be found.
Right. I'm not making it up, but I don't know if they took it out because the NBA asked them to. I'm not sure. But Adam Silver was quoted, and I'm paraphrasing, by saying, we are, you know, aware of what happened here. We are working with our... basically
partners yeah.
Gambling. He didn't say gambling, but that's what he meant.
He said partners, right.
His gambling partners to try and get them to start taking away the offer of some of these bets over under stuff on players that shouldn't have a big impact on the game.
Yes, particularly on players that have,
because somebody like a Rozier can
right.
miss, you know, leave a game early and no one's even going to notice it. And you know, I think that's great that Adam Silver said that much, but you know darn well he's never going to say, well, we were really worried about this, and we may have to rethink our entire situation.
I mean,
that's what I'd like to hear. I don't think we're going to hear. In fact, I'm sure we're not going to hear that, Tony. But if this is the tip of the iceberg, the NBA is in real trouble. They better hope that this is the whole iceberg.
Right. Where is this at? This indictment. I mean, there's so many different elements. Apparently, you got media outside waiting to talk to Chauncey Billups as he comes out of wherever his...
practice today?
Not practice.
Jail.
Jail. Right. That's right. He didn't make it to practice today. Yeah.
This is a big deal, man. This is something that I think we kind of all could see it coming.
Now,
at
we
some
need
point.
To... Maybe, because I already saw some comments, coming up next, the Daily Gambit. I get it.
Yeah.
We...
All right, you know what we should honestly do?
What?
I'm being serious.
I don't know if I
After
like this,
this
already.
Let's just change the name of that segment.
What do you want to call it?
I don't know. Our Daily Picks. Just take the gambling part out of it.
It's the same thing.
Well, this is all we do is we're picking games. It's a way for us to talk about the games, but maybe we should take
What I was going to say is there is nothing wrong with gambling responsibly. It is like drinking responsibly. It is like everything responsibly. These guys who are
not responsible,
they're not responsible.
Quite sloppy, actually.
So they're the ones who should not be doing any of this. And so that's why I think that overall, gambling's okay, but they need a lot more safeguards in this.
Well, they
a
think
lot
here's,
more.
Here's the other thing. There are, and that's what I was going to get to. Remember the Jontay Porter
yes.
case? there is like a through line. There are a lot. Some of the same names are indicted in those two cases. So you can imagine how big this ring is. It's carried on for, what, two years until now? So, yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That is a really long time.
Well, I'm reading the Oregonian right now, which is the paper that covers the Blazers. And they don't really have any more insight into it yet in terms of, you know, any comments or anything from Chauncey Billups. There's a story here by one of their columnists, you know, that if this is all true, then Billups has been a fraud the whole time type of story.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, look, I mean, okay, let's be – I don't know how much further this has to go, if any further, but don't the Blazers have to completely part company with this guy? And I don't see how he could ever be back in the league.
Once he is proven to have done something illegal.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they can get wrongful termination suit. If I'm, you know, this whole thing, like Adam Silver said something about asking sports books to pull back on prop betting. That's not good enough for me, Adam Silver.
Well, that's what I said, and I would like to see more.
You want to see them do what?
I have no idea, but just
so how
being
do you know
like,
it's not good enough if you don't have any idea.
Because that's kind of skirting the issue here.
What is the issue?
The issue is whether or not our sports are actually not predictable.
So should the leagues not be taking money from?
The league should not be taking money from these betting sites.
Do you think that can ever change? That?
No.
It's
do
not
you think
change.
This can change it?
No.
That's what I just said. It's not going to change it. And I want to just say this because I'm usually on Scraby's side. You could make a pretty strong case for the fact that because the league gets money from FanDuel, that does not then mean that players are more likely to bet.
I'm with you on that.
Right? Can
but
you make that case
hollow.
Or not?
It's very
how
hollow
is the fact
to
that
me.
The sign is all over the arena.
I do
make it
every
more.
It was at least in sports. It was a blinking red light
yes,
for
that's
a very
right. You're
long
right. It was
time.
So taboo to all even sport, say the
was,
word. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if taboo was the right word, but yes, it was taboo.
Yeah.
Right. Because the leagues used to forbid it.
Right. Completely.
They wanted to stay away from it, but the moment. The league started to embrace it. And listen, they got their toes in there first, then they got their feet in, and then they just jumped in.
They're in.
And so once that happened, it's we said it a billion times on this show. It's only going to lead. You could talk about all the education you want. Believe it or not, there are a lot of athletes that have like regular friends that aren't other athletes, and they're gambling.
Yeah.
And they're talking about it. It's everywhere you go.
Well, so, there's another aspect to this, too.
My point is, once the leagues put their arms around
jumped in,
it,
yeah.
This was inevitable.
It becomes a little more okay. And there's another aspect to this, which has been going on behind the scenes for longer than we know. And I, you know, look, I played many a card game on many a bus and plane flight.
Let me tell you.
I don't even want to ask how much money Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Ron Harper and those guys had in the pot when they were flying on the Bulls' private plane playing card games. We know Jordan's the most competitive person on earth, and I'm sure not the only team doing it.
Yeah.
So listen, these guys are competitive-based to begin with. This is part of what drives them to be athletes.
Right. And listen, those particular type of card games, where they're legal. You could do that. That is amongst your – it's not being bankrolled by
– Yeah, you know, Sam Giancana. You don't know that name, but that's the name of a real mobster.
Sam
so.
Giancana,
yeah,
yes,
it's a real
exactly.
mobster. So.
Yeah, so I mean – This was inevitable, and it was just little slithers, and it was a matter of what sport it was going to be in first. We saw it in the NFL.
Well, we saw some baseball stuff.
We saw some baseball stuff,
and those guys.
We saw about seven guys that went off season during the NFL as that started to roll in. And
who
now
was it? Ridley was the first NFL
Ridley,
player.
And Jameson Williams
there
was one of them.
There was quite a few, right? Just kind of scraping the surface, but. As it becomes more normalized, you're going to get more boldness. And that's what it seems like we have here in the NBA.
I think the NBA really needs to do this. you get caught in any sort of gambling, lifetime ban, no questions asked.
I think that's going to happen to these guys.
I mean, the Jontay Porter thing, he's lifetime banned.
He's lifetime banned.
Yeah, these guys will be lifetime banned. Okay. There's no way Chauncey Billups is ever back in the league if he's found guilty of any of this
involvement. Well, Kirk Kenny texted me and asked me odds on if there's odds out there on Chauncey Billups being fired, and I looked it up. There are odds on Chauncey Billups.
So there's more gambling.
Fired.
Yeah,
so there's plus 200 odds on Chauncey Billups.
That's crazy.
Which
work
Kirk right also there. Sent us a text earlier when they're talking about this whole thing on ESPN. And then they have an ESPN bet logo.
Can we play
take that down?
Can we play that?
I'll get it going for later.
It was very interesting listening to, what was it? Was that Mike Greenberg?
Mike Greenberg was talking about the ills of gambling and don't do it.
And he basically said the same thing. There was a time ESPN wouldn't touch it with a 100-foot pole.
Yeah.
And as you said, right on the thing,
somebody thought
the
this
bottom,
is not a good look.
The bottom right corner.
The bottom line was the actual bottom line in that moment was sponsored by ESPN Bet. So they took it down. Well, you know, along those same lines, I joked about the NBA.com and you said, well, they're a little slow to it. They actually do have the story. I found it, Tony. It's the 10th most important story on their
page. I'm sure
page.
They don't want that at the top.
Yes, they don't want people to think this is a big deal. But I'm sorry to tell you, NBA. This is a big deal, unfortunately.
By the way, we were talking about Chauncey Billups. If it is proven that he did something in the same realm of Terry Rozier, he's definitely no-brainer not coming back.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a coach and you have ultimate control, I guess not ultimate because you're not playing, but there was a video out there where people were putting together of Terry Rozier, and it was one of those nights in question, and Terry Rozier played horribly.
Well, he didn't even play. He took himself out of the game in all of these bets that hit, which is why he hit the
and
under.
That's why they were all noticed.
That's really bad.
You know,
that's the boldness and sloppiness that happens when it's around you all the time.
Let me bring up another angle of this for fun, since we have another minute left in this segment or two. Right now, it looks horrible for the NBA. And we're going to call into question the validity now of all the leagues and everybody and say, you know, why are they in bed with all these gambling sites? But hopefully they've got a handle on it. But if anything's wrong with Billups or anything proven here on Rozier, they're out. They're done forever. We're never going to forgive them, et cetera. The Houston Astros were found flat out guilty of cheating and winning the World Series. They basically all but admitted it, that they cheated to beat the Dodgers and everyone else that year or down the stretch. There are still some people who boo the Astros, but not many. That was now.
Don, take my shirt off.
Yeah, that was all. It was 7 years ago when it was happening, maybe, 4 or 5 years ago when it was all a big deal. It didn't take down the game of baseball.
No.
It's never called into question any other ball game we've ever watched. Altuve still plays. Correa still plays. Springer still plays.
The only people that got in trouble were A.J. Hinch
and the GM.
And
they got
and
fired.
The Red Sox manager. What's
and
his name?
Hinch. Core.
Yeah.
And Hinch is back managing.
So is Core. Yeah, they're both back.
So
that's a
you
good
know,
point, Chris.
You know, you just wonder. We're kind of reacting to this in real time and saying this could be the end of the world. Maybe we'll be 4 or 5 years down the road and nothing will happen out of it.
Listen, I would imagine that there's going to be a big fallout from this.
Yeah.
That fallout is probably going to tighten up rules as a player. And listen, ultimately, you know, if you're not keeping the main thing, and you can have that jeopardized from playing around with this gambling stuff, it's going to check some people. But, you know, but to finish my point about Billups, if it's solely do you think it's the same if it's just solely the
if he's just involved
poker,
in a poker illegal poker
game,
thing?
Do you think it's the same?
Can he get back in? I actually think if it was alone by itself, he could. Right now, though, in my mind, his name is connected to the NBA thing, and that's not his fault.
Yeah.
Because they're putting it all in the same story. So it's looking like Billups bet on NBA games, and that hasn't been even alleged yet.
Yeah. It's, man, this was the big one that was that was coming down the pipeline.
Where was Fred Sanford? Ethel, the big one's coming. This is the big one.
Do you guys?
I don't think it was Ethel. If somebody knows, correct me, but he used to yell.
Do you guys do, on my phone, it goes do not disturb at 10 p.m. and it doesn't turn off until 7 a.m. This morning when it turned off, all I saw was Chauncey Billups arrested like 400 times on my push notifications.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's something to be said for including him in this, the FBI including him in this and attaching him to the NBA, making the announcement at the same time. It brings a lot more attention to this. If Cash Patel stands up and goes, Terry Rozier, a backup guard for the Miami Heat, has been arrested in an NBA gambling ring, people go, okay. But if you put Billups' name in there, much bigger.
Yeah. 3 o'clock hour.
What?
The Gambit. Next.
Oh, we're so hypocrisy. We're filled with hypocrisy.
Yeah. Do it, Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.